There are a lot of astronomical kings hidden in the night sky, and this week they're getting active. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. Right now, the sun is in front of the stars of the constellation Aquarius, while Jupiter is standing opposite in front of the stars of the constellation Leo. When constellations are opposite one another, it means that when one is setting, the other one is rising. Now, in Aquarius, the brightest star has a name that means the lucky one of the king. And there's another really bright star there that has a name that means the lucky star of hidden things or hiding places. Now, when the sun is in this region of the sky, we don't see these stars because the light of the sun is too bright. So we're not seeing them right now. We just have to know that they're hidden there. Then, on the opposite side of the sky, we see the stars of Leo rising up. The brightest star there is Regulus, which also has to do with the king. That's a name that means the little or the hidden king. And right next to Regulus, we have the bright planet Jupiter. Now, this whole setup, sun with the hidden kings over there in Aquarius, Jupiter next to the little king in Leo, is a good setup for the Celtic creation myth about the king of the Plain of Wonder. So here's his tale. Every year, he has to put on a disguise and go out and seek good or ill among his people. This is a classic do unto others as you would have them do unto you kind of myth, because you always have to bear in mind that there's going to be a witness that will ensure that you're paid in kind. Now, the witness right now is the planet Jupiter. So good deeds, if you tie them to the stars, good deeds that are undertaken right now will bear fruit in July when Jupiter escorts Regulus, the king in Leo, toward the goddess Venus, who is the granter of wishes. They're coming closer and closer together all season long, and they're going to get right next to one another in July. So if ever there were a season for good deeds, this would be it. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky.